The emotions of a teenager are not simple to understand. As they move away from childhood and morph into an adult, the confusion invades many aspects of their lives, including in their classrooms. For students recognizing their sexual orientation or gender identity, this confusion is intensified. As the students struggle to embrace this part of their life, teachers also struggle to understand the challenges LGBTQ students face. A group of young people in South Central Indiana recently received a grant to close that gap by creating a training program for teachers throughout Indiana. State Impact Indiana's Claire McInerney reports on how the new program hopes to improve the school life of LGBTQ youth.
About a year ago, then 15-year-old Isaac decided to join the track team at Owen Valley High School in Spencer. There was only one problem. He didn't know whether he should join the girls' or the boys' team.
I went to the doctor because you have to get a physical before you join any sports team. And so at that physical, I asked my nurse practitioner what gender dysphoria was and if she could send me any resources.
The information the nurse gave him catapulted Isaac into the realization he identifies as a transgender male. Soon after, he began his transition from female to male.
I was originally going to join the girls' track team, but after reading those, I decided I'm just gonna come out. And so after that, I decided not to join the boys' track team because it was just too much.
We're not using Isaac's last name because other transgender teenagers have been bullied on social media when they've spoken out. Cyberbullying is just one of the many struggles transgender teens face. In addition to figuring out the right sports team to join, Isaac faces a lack of knowledge from teachers and other school staff that make it difficult for him to feel comfortable at school as he moves through his transition. For example, the school won't change his name on the roster.
And so I have to reintroduce myself to new teachers and be no, my name's Isaac, not my birth name. And so they say, well, you don't look like an Isaac.
Isaac is a part of PRISM Youth Community, a group for LGBTQ youth from 7 counties in South Central Indiana. The group recently received a grant from the city of Bloomington to create free online resources for teachers and other youth-serving professionals across the state that will help them better understand LGBTQ issues and how to properly address them at school. The resources will be divided into online modules, so teachers can access whatever information they need at that time. The modules will include information explaining different facets of gender and sexuality, but will also inform teachers about how to handle specific scenarios, like how to address a transgender student or ask questions that aren't offensive to the student. By giving teachers more information, the students hope to reduce instances of using the wrong name or pronoun, not letting students use the bathroom they want, or assuming a student will attend a dance with a date of the opposite gender, all common interactions LGBTQ teens have with teachers.
But as someone who really believes in equality in all its forms, I have been struggling to understand a lot of it. And
that's Elizabeth Sweeney, an English teacher at Bloomington High School North. She says over the last few years, as more students have come out, she struggles with knowing how to be a helpful and effective educator for them.
Should I refer to this young person as a boy or a girl? Should I use he or she? And I have been really trying to learn about how I can support these students and what to do about them.
So the idea of a program to give her that information makes her feel
mostly relieved.
Because, Sweeney says, if a student feels like they can't speak up in class or feels unsafe because other students make fun of them or use offensive language, they can't focus on school. PRISM's program director, Laura Ingram, says not only does a student's academic performance suffer if they feel unaccepted, it hinders them from experiencing an important part of the teenage years, developing their social skills.
And so I hate that for them. I hate that they're missing out on things that maybe they really want to do, or their focus is elsewhere, rather than just kind of being kids. And so we want school to be safe for them. We want them to join clubs and have fun and go to dances and all of those things, and not have to worry about, is that something that they're going to get, made fun of for, or that the adults, they weren't going to advocate for them or anything.
The group plans to have some of the online training done by the end of the summer so teachers can use it before the new school year. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.